Point WMFO, and that's the immortal Adam Sherman with So Good. He's so good to be alive. He's so happy to be alive. Tell you what, I'd rather be dead. All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Speaking of death, we're having a show tonight devoted to Fugazi's In on the Kill Taker. Great record. Frequent listeners of the show will know that I am... I listen to this, or I read the series of books from the 33 and a Third series called, well, it looks like it's not actually called anything. They should name that series. It's just, all they do, I guess, is put out books devoted to records, and they get a variety of writers to write about their albums. In this case, it's Joe Gross, who is, I guess, a friend of DJ Tina, would be Tina Plottle, former colleague of mine, and... he was also featured on the Rockin' in the Suburbs podcast. The book is pretty good. I mean, it could have been written a little better, but to be honest, it's a, he digs deep pretty well. Some really good interviews with members of the Fugazi, who, in case you're scoring at home, Ian MacKay, Guy Pesciotto, Joe Walley, and Brendan Canty. So let's begin where the album begins, with this great track, Facet Squared, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back. 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Sorry, I had the level down on the mic. What was wrong with me today? Before that, it was Embrace. That's Ian MacKay's group. Here, let me get my cheat sheet happening. So this is basically turning into a DC punk show, which is fine with me. Embrace was Ian MacKay with Michael Hampton, Chris Bald, and Ivor Hansen, or Ivor. That's the name of a Viking on the Viking show. Ivor, not Ivor. Igor was somebody else. Before that, Tsunami, Jenny Toomey's group, the song 460. I took that from a CMJ New Music Sampler, and we started the set off with Fast and Squared from Fugazi's In on the Killtaker. And that is a theme for tonight's show. As per this book I read from the 33 and a Third series based on the album In on the Killtaker, it's, what is it? It's number, there are like so many of these now. It's 129 is what this one. It took them 128 records to finally getting around to writing something about Fugazi, and that sort of bothers me a little bit, but that's okay, I guess. Maybe there are other logistical issues. Maybe somebody was ready to write it, but then they had writer's block, or maybe they needed to interview the band and they were unavailable, or maybe they didn't want a book written about In on the Killtaker. Who knows? But anyway, it took them a while. Finally, something out from the band Fugazi, and I enjoyed it very much. So thanks to Joe Gross for doing a wonderful job with it. Let's a quick word about, obviously we're not just going to play the record straight to finish. We're going to sort of work in other songs and other bands that were referenced in the book. So Embrace, obviously an Ian MacKay side project. Originally that was going to be Ian MacKay and Jeff Nelson from A Minor Threat, but evidently there was still some pent up feelings about how Minor Threat wrapped up. So they decided to stay apart, and it was ended up being Ian MacKay fronting The Faith, which is a band formerly fronted by his own brother Alec. So that was kind of weird. They were together for about a year. They released one record, self-titled. We also heard from Tsunami. Jenny Toomey also had her own label. It's called Simple Machines, and that record came out in, the record with 460 on it came out in 1993. And so Embrace formed in 85, right before Fugazi. So basically the DC punk scene was exploding around the mid to early 80s. And so a lot of the musicians back then wanted to get together and keep the momentum going, forming bands, breaking up, forming, reforming, forming new bands, keeping things moving along. And that was sort of the idea. And speaking of other bands part of that scene, let's hear from somebody else, not on the on the Discord label. There were other labels going on at the time, and Mark Robinson had a pretty good label, and he had a band as well called Unrest. And we're going to hear Nation Rider, which is an instrumental, but it's really cool, as opposed to most instrumentals, which are not cool. And which is not true, I'm just joking. So what I want to do is do that, and we're going to hear Nation Rider from the Isabel Bishop EP, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. That was nasty. What was that? What was that? It was such a poor recording. Let's review. It was Funhouse, that much I know. Live at Ungano's, August 17th, 1970, so almost exactly 47 years ago. Wow. And the sound is reflective of the age of that song. Wow, that's just awful. I should make a note to never play that again and just delete it from my library. Anyway, but we had to get the Stooges in there because any punk band has to go back to the Stooges and use them as some kind of motivation, or has to be somehow inspired by them or have their sound influenced by them. So that's sort of ground zero for anything that's punk. Here on this Fugazi show devoted to In on the Killtaker, and of course working in other stuff, other songs, other bands that were referenced in the book, as the whole show is taking play, is kind of leveraging this book that Joe Gross has had written, devoted to In on the Killtaker, which came out recently, number 129 in the series. I believe there are 131 maybe right now. I'm reading another one right now, actually, as it were. So the next show should be focused on that. I'm not going to tell you what it is until the end of the show. That's how I like to build the suspension. Let's see. Before that, it was Punch the Geek from Soulside. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was Turning the Screw from Fugazi from In on the Killtaker, track 3, which is about hitting back at somebody. I guess the 80s, 90s era was the era of the zine, the punk zine, and the mean zine. So people would sort of like say nasty things about everybody else that they didn't like, other bands, other labels. I guess I was kind of a part of that as well, not in punk, but in industrial. Except that was taking place not just in zines, but also on these early internet version of news groups, kind of like chat rooms. It was very petty. It was like a good place for high school kids to hang out and talk about other bands and musicians and their influence. They held way too much sway over things. It was kind of embarrassing, really, these 14-year-old kids, you know, affecting people in their 20s, trying to make serious music, you know. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yes, Fugazi, Returning the Screw from In on the Killtaker. That's what that was about. Soulside, that's an early version of Girls Against Boys. So basically what that comes down to is everybody but Eli Janney. So we've got Scott McCloud, Johnny Temple, Alexis Fleissig. So there's no Eli Janney. He was like a roadie or an engineer. He like toured with them. He was like the kind of like the extra member. This guy Bobby Sullivan was in the group, and then when he left, Girls Against Boys was formed when Eli took over for him. So that's kind of exciting. Unrest before that from the Isabel Bishop EP. We heard Nation Writer. That was on the 4AD label, but Mark Robinson had his own label called Teen Beat, so we're going to give them some props as well. All right, what's next? It's going to be this from Egg Hunt, We All Fall Down. Egg Hunt is Ian MacKay with Jeff Nelson. The two of them played together, as you may recall, in Minor Threat. They tried to get back together again, make other music. It was kind of a short-lived project. They're having fun. They went over to Europe, recorded a single, just this one single. This is all that they have. And we're going to hear it right now. This is called Why We All Fall Down. 1,000 Points of Light, WMF. Oh, my God, what is that? That's not me. Here we go. WMFO, 1,000 Points of Light. Rites of Spring, Drink Deep, great track from their self-titled debut. I think that's their only one they put out. That's Guy Peixoto's group before Fugazi. I think it was just kind of like he was hanging out doing that thing, and you know, they were the members of Fugazi were kind of coming together. I think it was like let's see. So Brendan Canty was in Rites of Spring with Guy Peixoto. So the two of them, I think it was Rites of Spring was sort of coming apart, and Ian was looking for another project, and Joe Lally was sort of friends with both of them. So they all kind of came together on their own. But Rites of Spring, that's a great record. Very impressive. For One of Us, another great track as well. Let's see. Before that, Smallpox Champion from In on the Killtaker, about the Native American struggle. It sort of comes out of nowhere, but like the lyrics in on the Killtaker are very obtuse. It's hard to figure out what's going on, so you can kind of interpret them very, very differently, many different ways. I think in the book, Joe Gross is kind of saying that it's about Native American oppression, or how during that war, the American soldiers gave blankets that were infected with smallpox to the Native Americans to help defeat them. I think that's sort of the basis of that. Before that, The Model, Big Black, covering Kraftwerk from Songs About Fucking, and it was Egg Hunt with We All Fall Down from the Me and You single, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So as you can tell, this is about In on the Killtaker and the book that was recently published in the 33 and a Third series, but as there were many artists and other songs referenced in the book, we're playing those as well as all of the album tracks, and we're going to pick up another one from In on the Killtaker. This is Rend It, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Parade.